birds are flying through the air. Ghosts and goblins are everywhere. And oh, what's that over there? The zombies are coming from everywhere.
Early one Sunday morning, I thought I heard a creature passing by my room, stomping like Frankenstein's monster. There in the early gloom, it was mumbling, it was groaning, something about coffee, but I'm not sure. It heaved a sigh as it shuffled by, headed for the kitchen door. And it was walking like a zombie, talking like a zombie, stalking like a zombie. But that's no zombie, that's my dad. Last night I thought I saw a monster roaming through the house with a grumbling groan, but it was just my dad again, trying to find his phone. And he was walking like a zombie, talking like a zombie, stalking like a zombie. That's no zombie, that's my dad. Zombie dad, but when he's awake and caffeinated, he's really not so bad. Oh. A beast awakened in the from the couch with a creak and a crack, growling and grunting. Then I thought I heard it hunting in our cupboards for a snack. And it was walking like a zombie, talking like a zombie, stalking like a zombie. That's no zombie, that's my dad. That's no zombie, that's my dad. That's no zombie, there's my dad.
reason to cross the nation, a chance for folks to meet. Well, laughing and singing and music swinging,
dancing in the street.
Halloween music in that set. That last one, not unless dancing is scary to you, I guess. David Bowie and Mick Jagger, Dancing in the Street. New music before that from Keith Munslow, That's No Zombie. Divinity Rocks, former musical director for Beyonce and amazing musician, did Halloween. Started off that little set with Bays and the Silly Friends with Scare Me, Scare You. Coming up before the end of the show, we're going to hear new music from Los Angeles's Little Coyotes. We're going to hear new music from Pierce Freelon and Uno Dos Tres Andres. Going to hear from Kishibashi and like four other bands, maybe, if I can fit them in, including a couple about costumes.
I was scared by my own costume. I was surprised by my own face. It had nothing to do with me, and they pleaded with me. They said, stop crying, this is what you wanted. Stop crying, this is what you wanted. Stop crying, this is what you wanted to be. I wanted a bear to be my costume, but when my mom sewed it for me, you should have seen my face. When I saw the hair, the teeth, it was a horrible thing she made for me. And they pleaded with me. They said, stop crying, this is what you wanted. Stop. Stop crying, this is what you wanted to be. Stuffed ones they sell, stickers as well, picture book protagonists, they all fooled me. I thought a bear was a cartoon, who cared? That's why I was scared.
Costume, didn't want a glittery pink costume. When I dressed up, my mom would sew and thread it. Yeah, but the problem with a homemade costume, a Halloween or Purim costume, is no one would know who I was, and I dread it.
Galileo?
No, Albert Einstein.
Jackson Pollock?
No, Andy Warhol.
Every year, Joni Leeds, Confusing Costume, the Deedle Deedle Dees, Scared by My Own Costume, good kind of set up and chase her, I guess, on Spare the Rock, Spoil the Child. Music here from Floor Bromley, getting some help from Genevieve Goins. It's Queen of Halloween.
When October comes around, I say my time has come to shine. Let's get all the decorations, Halloween is so divine. Very fine. Let's get bats and ghosts and goblins, and of course 1,000 lights. Because there is one thing that I am known for, and nobody else can match my home decor. You tell all the mummies and mummies as well that I win. I'm the queen, queen, queen of Halloween.
No, that's me.
Hoping to win this Halloween war. I've made not a friend, but a foe. I wish that I could take back all the pain that I caused. Maybe there could be not just one queen. Together we're invincible. Jack-o'-lanterns are a principle. Fun lights in our neighborhood. Together for the greater good. Happy kids and mamas. Boston.
creepy. The ghost inside your closet is about to reappear. All Hallows Eve, the worst night of the year. I love Halloween. Let's all run through the cemetery by that spooky cave. Some luck, we'll all get stuck down in an open grave. So empty out the blood and fill your heart up with bad cheer. All Hallows Eve, the worst night of the year. Hey, hey. All Hallows Eve, the worst night of the year.
That is new music from Little Coyotes, Spooky Little Creatures. Also heard from Billy Kelly, The Worst Night of the Year. Song here from Kishibashi, The Ballad of Mr. Steak. We'll be right back.
Take a cafeteria and an auditorium, and what you got? It's a cafetorium. Take a cafeteria and an auditorium and mix it up. It's a cafetorium. Eat lunch later on, I'll see a dance performance at the cafetorium. It can even be a gym, let's play a dodgeball tournament at the cafetorium. Have you ever seen a school use a room for one thing then transform it like a cafetorium? It's a multi-purpose room, the possibilities are enormous at the cafetorium. Take a cafeteria and an auditorium, and what you got? It's a cafetorium. Take a cafeteria and an auditorium and mix it up. It's a cafetorium. To the schools where the gym used to be a pool, and the classrooms double as a theater too. And educators knew that the best plans require thinking on your feet like a headstand. Let's jam one time for the teachers, school administrators, coaches in the bleachers, Christina, Andres, and Boombox. Can't wait to meet ya at the cafetorium. Take a cafeteria and an auditorium, and what you got? It's a cafetorium. Take a cafeteria and an auditorium and mix it up. It's a cafetorium. Cafetorium. Cafetorium.
Pierce Brilon and Uno, Dos, Tres, Andres have a new album all about things to do in the workplace, basically. Professions, there's the word I'm looking for. Song is called Jamming on the Job. It's the first volume of it, and that song is Cafetorium, which is one of my favorite words, one of my favorite locations. The Cafetorium. It's such a fine combination of cafeteria and auditorium. Rivers Film and Music Meltdown and Book Bash for many years took place in a cafetorium. And it's a fun word to say. Give it a try. Say cafetorium. See? That was fun, wasn't it? More fun than you thought it was going to be. Try it one more time. Again. Even more fun the second time. Cafetorium. Anyway, friends, we've reached the end of the show. Thanks for hanging out with me. Whether you're in a cafetorium or simply in your house or your car or outside, wherever you are, I appreciate you hanging out. But if you are in a cafetorium, would you let me know that? That'd be really cool. The show is Spare the Rock to Spoil the Child. We're online at sparetherock.com, Facebook and Instagram at sparetherock. Send us an email at show@sparetherock.com. That is how you would tell me if you were listening in a cafetorium. We start and end every show with They Might Be Giants. This week, it's Then the Kids Took Over. Have a good week, y'all. Bye-bye.
The earth is our one home. The earth is so fragile, it seems. It's warmer and warmer. Things have gone from strange to extreme.
Around with my giant carbon footprint, but now I got it so tiny you really gotta squint. I learned there was a lot I can do: recycling, self-reliance, energy conservation, no matter how small. I even planted a tree. Now it's 12 feet tall.
And then the kids took over. That's when the future began. And then the kids took over. Perk up your ears.
Fun Drive is coming. Become radio's best friend this year by donating to CJSF. Our 2024 Fun Drive happens October 28th to November 3rd.